Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 2nd of January. 2025 starts out as the best of times and the worst of times. An age of wisdom and an age of foolishness. An epoch of belief and an epoch of incredulity. A season of light, a season of darkness, the spring of hope, the winter of despair. The problem for economists is, in an increasingly polarized political environment, people will rigidly cling to one set of statements without accepting that the other set of statements might have some truth to them. In fact, many of these statements could simultaneously be true. In my view, the role of an economist is to offer an impartial assessment of the policy position, using clear and direct language to explain the critical points. I am confident this will end up offending everybody in the next 12 months. Economically, 2025 starts with solid foundations, overlaid with political uncertainty. Consumers in developed economies are in a good place, and economically speaking, developed economy consumers reign supreme. From a consumer balance sheet or real income growth perspective, there's every reason to suppose that 2025 will continue to enjoy benign growth. The problem is the political uncertainty. What seems to be happening is that markets are accepting that uncertainty exists, but are assuming that extreme positions will not be taken. US President-elect Trump's approach to aggressive US consumer sales taxes is a case in point. The president-elect has made some strong statements on trade tariffs and seems very focused on them, at least according to social media posts. However, the markets are not pricing in the inflation or growth consequences of Trump doing what they say they will do. Other events support this benign market approach. Trump's influential advisor, Musk, has publicly supported immigration, triggering debate within the Republican Party. Immigration is a policy area which, if campaign rhetoric were translated into policy, would have significant economic repercussions. Musk seems to have signaled a change in that policy position. If a key campaign position can be adjusted so readily, markets are keen to assume that the negative consequences of trade tariffs will be similarly diluted. This is not just a US phenomenon, of course. There's an assumption that China will sort out domestic stimulus, that Germany will pursue a grand coalition government after the elections this year, and so forth. In a more polarized world, with less and less middle ground available, markets do have to pick a side. The risk is obvious, however. If the side picked by markets is the wrong one, markets will then have to react abruptly, and the solid foundations of economic growth this year may then start to crumble. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.